Bonjour, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a hand for Alec McGuckin and Alex Marchese. Thank you. And while you have your hands together, a nice comment for Brian Sand and the quintet to the side. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal, and it's my pleasure and honor to be able to welcome you to the 2010 Faculty of Arts. On the other hand, it's the second half of the Faculty of Arts. Not the better, not the worst, just the second other half. There's about 500 this morning, and there will be about 500 of you today to walk across the stage. I'm going to go out and make sure that everything is going to be fine with the platform party, and I will be back momentarily, but I would also remind you, as the Chancellor will at the very end, is to partake of the reception that is up by the Leacock Building. Everybody here knows the Leacock Building since they've spent three or four years in it most of the time. I'll be right back. Hopefully at almost exactly 2 o'clock. We like to start on time if we can. They will be coming through the right-hand side, led by our piper, Kirk Johnstone. I was going to comment initially on the colors that you see before you. There'll be even more on the stage. These robes and hoods that are in the back of the robe designate the various kinds of degrees that you're taking on. Blue is for arts. This would make me the most arty of all because it's all blue, but it turns out that it's the colors of the robe for the University of North Carolina. So that's why I'm looking so blue these today. The hats are variable. They can be one of a great many. This one looks like it could be, and someday I'm going to do this as a frisbee. Right out on this lawn, right here, where we are, they do the ultimate frisbee games and practice sometimes as early as 6:30 in the morning. But some of you may know that. So I'll robe up properly here and ask you to please, if you would, let those be turned off. You're going to be turned on, I hope, by the proceedings. It gets a little lengthy toward the end, but hopefully those of you in the last row, psychology perhaps, I forget the last particular major, will have a little extra time to watch all of these proceedings. What will happen is that Winston Purdy will sing the alma mater after the platform party arrives on the stage, and he will close the ceremony by singing with all of us, I hope, in a strong, clear voice, the national anthem. The proceedings will commence when, after I have asked you to stand up in just a minute or two, the chancellor, who will be the last of the three to come in a little bit behind the professors that will be up here on stage, will be the chancellor, the chair of the board of governors, Kip Cobbett, the chancellor, Einel Steinberg, and of course the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. And the chancellor will ask you to sit back down, and then the proceedings will start. There will be an honorary degree, and there will be also a valediction at the end, along with a teaching award. So all of that will be explained and commented on as we go through. I would ask that all of you graduates please just take a minute or two at the beginning and watch what proceedings take place. There will be two marshals between the podium on your left and the stairs. The podium on your left will be manned, or womaned in this case, by Professor Kate Sybil, who will read your name as you give her your card, one half of that card. The other half goes over here to the far side of the podium, whereby you will hand in that card and get your degree. So when you come to the top of the stairs, if there's no one in front of you, just keep walking and make sure that this will all proceed in a timely way. And as you can see out of the right side of the aircraft, you can see Kirk Johnstone coming, not at a great speed, but at an acceptable speed. The professors are not that old, at least most of them, or not myself either, I hope. Anyway, I would ask you to rise, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon. Bonjour à tous. McGill vous souhaite les bienvenus à notre beau campus en plein ville pour la cérémonie de remise des diplômes de la Faculté des Arts. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Arts. Now, it is customary for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a statement congratulating graduates for having completed their studies, or at least this phase of studies, and also to extend to members of their proud families our sincerest best wishes. For you have chosen to study at one of the world's best institutions of higher learning and have succeeded in reaching your goal and in earning your degree. This custom has continued for almost 200 years, and far be it from me to interrupt this time-honored tradition, having been so recently appointed as Chancellor. However, I'm not at all comfortable at this juncture in moving directly to the awarding of degrees. I strongly believe in another message which I wish to convey to all of you sitting before me. Many, if not most of you, believe that getting a decent job or going on to obtain another degree, finding a suitable partner, and having children are, if achieved, the most important of life's goals. And I can speak from personal experience that each of these achievements brings immense satisfaction, and I can even add to that the joy of having grandchildren. Nevertheless, when I sat where you are 56 years ago, nobody mentioned our health. Yet your health may turn out to be the one most important area to bring satisfaction, and good health is likely the goal you can most control. I want to repeat that. Of all your life's goals, your health outcome is the one you can most easily control. More important than the benefits of even the best education, controlling your health is much easier than ensuring a satisfactory working environment, and certainly easier than finding a suitable life partner. We all know that great strides have been made in medicine, particularly in cardiovascular disease and in controlling infections through antibiotics. Life expectancy has increased by a full generation over the past century. Yet far too many people are not fully enjoying these benefits due to chronic diseases which are mostly preventable. And in spite of all the modern improvements, or possibly because of them, the cost of healthcare delivery is escalating and has already reached alarming levels. These expenses are increasing at such a rate that most countries, including Canada, will run perpetual deficits with no relief in sight. This will impact on each of you either by taking away significant disposable income or by creating a lack of accessibility as governments cut back, or both. For the great majority of you, there is a simple solution, and that is prevention through self-discipline. And it starts right now. You're all familiar with these solutions. Give up smoking, avoid social drugs and excessive drinking, exercise regularly, and I mean daily, and understand what you eat and the implications of a proper diet. There is not a single scientific study, and there have been thousands, that has come to a contrary conclusion. So it starts today, And I repeat that, it must begin today. Your quality of life will improve and keep improving for the great majority of you. Whatever setbacks you encounter, and we all suffer some, you will be better able to tolerate these, both physically and mentally. And in closing, may I say to those parents and grandparents celebrating these events, it is truly never too late to start. In a recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, the authors concluded that, and I quote, "The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults, including the early onset of cognitive impairment." Let me repeat this. The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging. So for all of you here today, this has to be a lifelong endeavor. Bottom line, taking care of your health is an obligation you have to your fellow citizens. Taking care of your health is even more an obligation you have to yourselves. It gives me great pleasure now to call upon Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, our distinguished principal and vice chancellor, to address the audience.
Chancellor, thank you for those important words. Chancellor, Chairman, Governors, Governors Emeriti, Provost Massey, Dean Manfredi, who will shortly give us a convocation address, distinguished colleagues, friends, and most important, graduating class of 2010, bonjour et bienvenue ici à McGill. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here to our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. But today's about the class of 2010, and we know it is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill and for your families and friends here today and for those who couldn't be with us as well. For all of you who are graduating here today, we know you have worked very hard. But as hard as it may be to be a McGill student, from time to time, it is even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me here today at this moment in expressing our appreciation to your family and friends who helped you make it to this happy moment. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the decisions you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Canada et au Québec, il est fort probable que votre réussite diffère largement des pays ici et de collaboration avec des gens de l'origine et l'expérience différents largement des vôtres. As you step out into an increasingly global world, remember that wherever you choose to live and work, we are now all called upon to realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment and to do so while dealing with vast uncertainty, particularly in the economy. At the same time, we all face an imperative to rethink the way we interact with financial and social systems, and while doing so, to reduce the gaps between those who have and those who do not. This is a big challenge indeed, but we know that you're prepared to meet these challenges, and we're all together dependent on knowledge, on the values and practices we've learned and reflected on, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, citizens, people just like you graduating class. And as developing leaders, you embrace technological and scientific literacy, linguistic fluency, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world. You are cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices as you gain experience, and perhaps most importantly, you're fostering your own appetite for complexity, and this is a good thing because the world is certainly increasingly complex. Class of 2010, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world you enter today. At McGill, you will have sought and gained knowledge and experience and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced in an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, and particularly controversial and provocative ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and our freedom of speech. And along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous society comes a special responsibility to take on these social, environmental, and financial challenges of our time. And we know that your time here in the Faculty of Arts and at McGill has helped prepare you to do so. And so as we celebrate you here today, class of 2010, we also celebrate your Faculty of Arts. The Faculty of Arts at McGill, whose beginnings date back to two professors in 1843, is at the very heart of McGill's mission as a leading publicly purposed university. Today, arts is our largest faculty, superbly led by Dean Chris Manfredi, who with his team provide outstanding liberal arts teaching, research, and scholarship. We at McGill are very proud that Making Publics, an interdisciplinary multi-university project headquartered in our Faculty of Arts, will be featured on CBC's Ideas program with panels on such topics as the Reformation, forms of nationhood, the print revolution, and painting modernity. The faculty has also inaugurated the Arts Research Internships Program, providing opportunities for undergraduate students to work directly with faculty members over the summer months. These internships will serve to enrich the research experience of undergraduate students and to better prepare young people who plan to pursue their education for graduate studies. And in a year when two McGill graduates have won Nobel Prizes, the Faculty of Arts does its part to build the university's reputation for excellence through programs emphasizing ideas, rigorous inquiry, and adventurous thinking. Class of 2010, we are very proud that you are now joining the more than 210,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our chancellor and our chair. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please undertake to represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. As our chancellor said, take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for today, this is your day of celebration. Savor every moment. Feel proud. This day will pass quickly. We're enormously proud of you. Félicitations à vous tous. Enjoy this day.
Thank you, Professor Monroe Bloom, for those wise and particularly timely words. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to deliver the convocation address. Professor Manfredi.
Merci, Monsieur le Chancelier, Mr. Chair of the Board, Principal Monroe Bloom, Provost Massey, governors, colleagues, students, and guests. Convocation speakers are often celebrities or highly distinguished alumni. I'm not famous, and my only McGill credential is a certificate of proficiency in Spanish. Que yo aprendí para defenderme de mi suegra. So my appearance here as convocation speaker, as well as in my capacity as dean, must be mysterious to you. Personally, I've learned not to ask too many questions about the reasons for my being invited to speak at events. Shortly after becoming dean, I received an invitation to speak at an alumni event. I asked the event's organizer how I came to be the featured speaker. It was quite simple, she explained. She called the alumni relations office, asked for a speaker, and insisted that she would accept no one lower than a dean. Not a problem, the office told her. There is no one lower than a dean. There are a few reasons why I might claim to be an appropriate convocation speaker. First, I've shared some of your McGill experiences, even if you didn't recognize me. I've waited in line at Subway in the basement of the Arts Building for my lunch. And I've stood outside Red Path Library on frigid January mornings, waiting and waiting and waiting some more for the doors to open so I could get my morning fix at Tim Hortons. I also share the more general experience of having been an art student, so I understand the dazed look of confused concern on your parents' faces as you receive a degree for studying something that they can't quite understand. In fact, I'm kind of a professional art student. Each time my family thought I was going to do something sensible, like go to law school, I signed up for another political science degree. I can only imagine my parents' conversations as I completed an MA thesis on the relationship between Jean-Paul Sartre's existential philosophy and his political activism. I now feel sorry for them for having had to listen to me talk about Sartre's book, Being and Nothingness, which is actually a pretty good metaphor for life as an art student. Even when I converted my 10 years as an art student into a job as a professor, the skepticism didn't disappear. My brother-in-law, a welder, asked me how many hours I spent teaching. He seemed satisfied by my answer of 6, until he realized I meant per week, not per day. But I suppose the main reason I'm here is that, like everyone on this platform, I'm dedicated to the proposition that our disciplines matter in fundamental ways to the world we inhabit and the lives we lead. This is not an easy proposition to advance in the 21st century, where the highest value seems to be placed on things that are immediately instrumental. My colleagues all know the supposed deficiencies of our disciplines. Our research can't be commercialized, our activities contribute little to the economy, and we only survive because of massive subsidies from public funds. The easy response to this characterization of the humanities and social sciences is that the instrumentalism of widgets and wonder drugs constitutes an impoverished view of the human condition and of the university. Try, for a moment, to imagine a world without poetry and literature, or a world without knowledge of our past, or a world without critical thinking about the present, or creative visions for the future. It is the very impossibility of imagining such a world that gives our disciplines their value. Yet their value also extends into other domains. Think, for example, about health. Over a period of 40 years, the prevalence of smoking among Canadian adults fell by 50%. How did that happen? To be sure, medical science played a critical role in linking smoking to disease and negative health outcomes. But knowing that something is bad for you is not enough to change deeply ingrained behavior. Canada became a world leader in this area because experts in our disciplines developed a comprehensive regulatory framework and a sophisticated public education campaign. Similarly, the World Health Organization has declared that the social and economic conditions that make people ill and in need of medical care in the first place are more important for health than the medical care itself. Health care cannot be divorced from understanding the non-medical factors that affect the demand for it and the quality, range, comprehensiveness, access, timeliness, and cost of delivering it. This is the mandate of our disciplines. No university that strives to understand and improve the human condition can be great without excelling in the humanities and social sciences. McGill is a great university because it has not lost sight of this fact. Our professors ensure that the full richness of human communication is preserved, that knowledge of our past is maintained and enriched, and that society benefits from the full impact of scientific, technological, and medical breakthroughs. And each member of our faculty transmits the crucial skills of critical and creative thinking for which our graduates are known. La faculté des arts assume une responsabilité unique en raison de l'importance qu'elle occupe au cœur de la mission universitaire, laquelle consiste à préserver et à protéger les disciplines fondamentales du savoir humain et à promouvoir l'innovation et la créativité. La faculté continue d'investir dans les disciplines fondatrices des arts. Elle s'attache à trouver de nouveaux moyens d'enrichir l'éducation que ses étudiants reçoivent, et les professeurs qui y œuvrent entreprennent des programmes de recherche novateurs qui guident les chercheurs aux quatre coins du pays. Perhaps the most important tool of our disciplines is the written word, and this is one reason why we should celebrate the fact that this year, one of our alumni received the Governor General's Award for Fiction in French. Indeed, three of the five finalists for the French Language Fiction Award were alumni from our faculty. This is a great achievement, which also bursts some McGill stereotypes. The importance of the written word also underlies two of our newest endeavors. Over the next academic year, we will introduce a new interdisciplinary liberal arts program with a focus on the humanities and the study of language. We will also continue to build our nascent writer-in-residence program, jointly housed in the Department of English and the Département de Langue et Littérature Française, and named for one of Montreal's greatest writers, Mordecai Richler, whose family has provided both material and moral support for the program. At the same time that we celebrate and strengthen these fundamental elements of the liberal arts, we cannot ignore changes in the world around us. So we are collaborating with the Faculty of Science to establish an institute for the study of science, technology, and public policy. Built on a generous gift from a family foundation that will establish a chair and graduate fellowships in scientific and technological literacy, the institute will be founded on two principles: that effective policy requires good science, and that good science must be cognizant of its social impact. One of the most rewarding experiences I have as dean is meeting the faculty's alumni. The level and range of their success is extraordinary. In finance and in fine arts, in music and film, in business, government, and the academy, in journalism, marketing, and communications, the alumni I meet use the skills they learned in the Faculty of Arts to enrich the fields to which their personal passions have led them. I'm excited for all of you because your passion, your curiosity, and your commitment will lead you to great things. Today is a wonderful day for the university and faculty, but it belongs to you and your families. I thank you for having chosen McGill University and the Faculty of Arts for your education, and I congratulate you on receiving your degrees. Thank you, and enjoy this moment.
Thank you, Dean Manfredi. Before we commence the awarding of the degrees, I want to tell you a brief personal story. As I mentioned earlier, I graduated from this university, sitting in the same area, 56 years ago. I graduated not with a Bachelor of Arts, but with a BCom, as there was no MBA program at the time. I went on to Harvard for an MBA and then on to a business career for 35 years. But I've often said, and I feel so passionately about it, if I had to do it over again, there's no doubt in my mind that I would have taken a BA rather than a BCom, still gone on then for an MBA and still gone on into business. There's no doubt in my mind that I would have been a better businessman, and more importantly, I would have had even a richer life. There's so many things one misses by having, a professional training before one has the kind of training that you have received. Now, I'm not suggesting you're going to change, you're now going to get your degrees, but I do believe that it's a message that cannot be spread wide enough and far enough. I think that we spend too much time going into the technical aspects before we get some of the really rich matters, as Dean Manfredi pointed out, than one gets with an arts degree. So to the extent to which you have influence over other people, no matter what they want to do, try and convince them to get a Bachelor of Arts. Thank you. We'll now proceed with the conferring of academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs in the Faculty of Arts to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will stop for a moment at the center to be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat and will be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboards on their heads and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping is done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in exercising these maneuvers. The parchment or degree itself will be given to each student as they leave the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose name appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Kathleen Sybold to present the students who have earned their degrees, and for Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to distribute the diplomas to those students. Congratulations. Félicitations.
For the Faculty of Arts, for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Francesca Christiana Anderson. Sarah Shana Bedar, Holly and David Binder Memorial Scholarship in Jewish Studies, Dean's Honors. Emma Miriam Tate. Kristen Jean Flemons, Dean's Honor List. Maya J.C. Freezer. Asaf Adrian Gerchak. Katarina Germani, Distinction. David Grande. Deborah Lauren Hayek, Distinction, first class honors in anthropology. Carrie Herzog. Catherine Elizabeth, engineering. Delphine Marie-Laurence Jasmin Bellil. Timothy Paul Henry Long. Sveta Valentinova Manolova, first class joint honors in anthropology, first class joint honors in history, Norman Prentice Award, Dean's Honor List. Zoe Simone Mimran. Sheila Moinke. Alexandra Mulan. Emily Peschel. Christine Margaret Ann Porterfield, Joint Honours in Anthropology and Religious Studies. Nicole Erin Reynolds. Alexa Elizabeth Roberts. Hannah Ruth Adam Rosenberg. Anita Sacco, First Class Honours in Anthropology, Dean's Honour List. Sofra Marie Smith, Distinction. Serena Melanie Tarondo. Emily Tremblay. Tessa Isadora Ullman. Samia Velani. Erica Yavor. Lara Eleanor Louise Zimmerman. For the degree of the Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Manahaf Al-Mumin. Emma Ivy Ballard. Anuwaf Bakharava. Bruna Garcia Blando, Distinction. Nicolas Boisvert Novak, Dean's Honor List. David Boivin. Catalina Botero Lopez. Alan Brinsmead. Amy Bureau, Distinction. Arthur Albert Louis Como. Yael Karen Dahan. Austin Charles Del Rio, Joint Honours in Economics and Political Science. José Antonio Díaz. Felipe do Campo, Honours in Economics. Matthew Don. Jeremy Drozdek, Distinction. Amin El Kauchi. Clément Louis Evin. Christian Filiotro. Marc-Olivier Follum-Précourt. Yoel Avram Foreman, Distinction, First Class Honors in Economics. Kefli Ayu Kebedig-Gemeda. Yoso Alemayu Gilyui. Ali Gilani, Distinction. Philip Gordon. Gabriel Wiley Grant. Kathleen Cherry Harrison. Alicia Hashimi, Distinction. Colin Andrew Hill. Christopher James. Sharaha Jamshed. Anastasia Katantra. William Hunyon Kim, Joint Honours in Economics and Finance. Shaisha Elizabeth Kulkarni, Honours in Economics, Dean's Honour List. Stephanie Victoria Lai. Amy Langer, Distinction. Léo Pierre Lejeune, Distinction. Alexander Letko. Yi Chao Liang, Alan Oliver Gold Medal, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honours in Economics, Dean's Honour List. Philippe Olivier Macklin. William Clivett Malkinson. Emmanuel McIntosh. Amin Karim Merchant, Joint Honours in Economics and Finance. Anil Hassan Merchant. Craig Joseph Milne. Sean Patrick Moore. Michael Holmes Morantz. Irina Morgan. Ivan Andrew Nielsen. Kan Ling Nguyen, Distinction, First Class Honours in Economics. Olivier Van Nguyen, Joint Honours in Economics and Finance. Charlotte Nguyen. Andrew Thomas Osborne. Owen Stewart Payne, Distinction. Maria Fernanda Perez. Ahmed Mahmoud Pizarra. Charles William Pittman, Joint Honours in Economics and Philosophy. Catherine Laura Quevedo. Dimitri Raskowski, Cherry Prize, First Class Honours in Economics, Dean's Honour List. Pierre Frédéric Robert, Honors in Economics. Catherine Roche Hansen, Distinction. Benjamin Paul Rollett. Noah Andrew Sheffman. Corbin Seligman. Osman Ghani Siddiqui. Nathalie Sinclair de Gagné. Nikarika Singh, Distinction, First Class Honours in Economics, Hubert Marlowe Prize. Robert Isaac Snyder. Kanako Tuyoshiya. Heidi Luz Valdivieso O'Donova. Caitlin Karen Van Oort. Philip Zacharias Valdivilidis. Leonel Vieira Perez. Andrew Wilson. James Jeffrey Wright. Afrin Zaidi. Hang Xian, Joint Honours in Economics and Finance. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in History, David Robert Ewan McLean. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Elliot Jason Abish. Sofia Alonso. Nadia Jessica Bioli. Cassian Max Bopp. Jeffrey Cooper. Alexandra Dragomir. Tiffany Michelle Elsener. Caitlin Edith Grandison, Distinction. Brandon Groper. Jesse LaVey. Jonathan Carl Levi. Kinsley Beverly McQuinney. Jordana Redner. Sarah Schuster. Megan Thulner. Jan Turcott. Talia Vitaniotis. Lindsay Wright, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Michael Yelovich. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Laurence Arsenault-Morin, Honours in International Development Studies. Kevin Alexander Barthel. Melissa Lauren Benjamin. Nolan Kane Berlin, Emily Elizabeth Blake, Honors in International Development Studies, Catherine Ann Bodkin, Abby Brockman, Distinction, Michelle Camillo-Leon, Stephen David Chamberlain, Alex Henriette Charles, Sharon Scheitzer Cromwell, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Sumaya Daga, Marianne Rose Daniels, Melanie Rose de Andrades, Emily Desjardins, Kristen Alexandra Dunbar, Madison Ray Dupuis, Rochelle Se-Yung Eng, Honours in International Development Studies, Francesca Paola Frenzi, Laura Marie-Hélène Filiatro, Lawrence Fontaine, Amber Garfield, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Mika Skelot, Honours in International Development Studies, Madeleine Avot-Gerlin, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Harry Derek Gorberg, Nadia Hashem, Honours in International Development Studies, Stephanie Jasodra Henry, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Vladimira Martina Ivanov, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Christine Johnson, Erin Marielle Kerwin, Honours in International Development Studies, Julie Kourakos, Distinction, First Class Joint Honours in History and International Development Studies, Molly Rebecca Kristalka, Honours in International Development Studies, Distinction, Sarah Lafont-Levy, Chloe Ariel Leipzig, Maxime Lemoine, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Lauren Kyla Lubelski, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Anna Marriott, Christine Martin, Honours in International Development Studies, Renee Laurent-Massard, Adam Douglas Matheson, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Alexander Taylor Gordon Mao, Peter Milos McCarthy, Distinction, Marion Gardner McCown, First Class Honours in International Development Studies. Jacqueline Eugenia Millett, Honors in International Development Studies. Laura Minicucci. Fatima Hafsa Mohammed Zarouk. Melissa Meiling Mock, Honors in International Development Studies. Amy Marie White Morrow. Esther Brenner Miles. Tatiana Nevkistinsky, Honors in International Development Studies. Avi Melville Nimmer, Honors in International Development Studies. Hannah Susan O'Donovan. Chantal Vieira Pastorek, Honors in International Studies. Chetal Patak. Vicky Pearson. Joseph Penny, Honors in International Development Studies. Alexandra Catherine Pensini. Nicolas Arthur Milan Picard. Matthew J. Pickett, Honors in International Development Studies. Kimberly Ann Pinder. Elizabeth Plank, Honorable Sheila Finestone Award in Women's Studies. Olivier Prass. Samantha Blake Ruddick, Honors in International Development Studies. Lorna Robin Sampson-Ryden, Distinction. Julie Sauvageau. Garrett John Schrom, Distinction, First Class Honors in International Development Studies. Juliet Tennessee. John Maxwell Shaw. Jaime Lara Shedeletsky, Distinction, First Class Honors in International Development Studies. Kylie Helene Silva, Dean's Honor List. Anne Carol Slally. Alexandra Jocelyn Rose Smith. Aviva Lisa Stahl, First Class Honors in International Development Studies, Dean's Honor List. Danica Isabel Straith, First Class Honors in International Development Studies. Elena Madeline Suzuki, First Class Honors in International Development Studies, Dean's Honor List. Hirono Tamura. Caitlin Irene Tanner, Distinction, First Class Honors in International Development Studies. Nancy Mauricio Termini. Genevieve Anne Theodorakis, First Class Honors in International Development Studies. Jenny Catherine Tiberio, Honors in International Development Studies. Pauline Tour Distinction First Class Honours in International Development Studies. Katrina Valier Topping. Sarah Jane Topps, Honours in International Development Studies. Aubrey William Trask. Jennifer May Trudeau, Honours in International Development Studies. Roshni Rebecca Verapan, Honours in International Development Studies. Caitlin Weatherly. Genevieve Wright. Maxime Wislowski, Honours in International Development Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Azige Azius. Tiffany Catherine Alanet Moulin. Jordan Saul Altman, First Class Joint Honours in History, First Class Joint Honours in Political Science, Distinction. Thomas Martin Appleby. Cecilia Ballis. Julie Beauchamp. Marilyn Lucy Bedard. Elva Bendo. Camille Bédon, Distinction. Pascal Boudreau. Laura Borjoli. Alison Corinne Brightman. Seth Jared Baker Buchman. Jamie Elise Buckland Foster, Honours in Political Science. Bruno Olivier Bureau, Joint Honours in Political Science and Middle East Studies, Distinction. Lisa Michelle Burns. Andrea Mary Campbell. Emma Malaika Martin Carver. Brian Coughlin Memorial Prize in Economics, Dean's Honor List. Elif Celik. Lisa Cerasolo. Niccolo Cara Cipelli. J. Logan Clark, Honours in Political Science. Giorgio Fotis Komnenos, Greek Ambassador's Book Prize. Jesse Andres Baez. Catherine Couture. Sarah Ina Kramer. Jordan James Cross, Honours in Political Science. Natalie Shirley Cross, Honours in Political Science. Daniel Biagio D'Urbano. Juliana Camille Dalle, Dean's Honor List. Natalie Dash. Craig Norman Davis, Honors in Political Science. Gabriela Montserrat Deesa Asuara, Honors in Political Science. Bianca Desprez-Tremblay. Jeffrey Matthew Doling. Jesse Winston Elliott. Eric Christian Epperson. Sean Escara. Fazia Ford. Alexandra Fatal. Marina Fedorova. Marina Fedorova. Aaron Fernandez. Catherine Livingstone Fisher. Elizabeth Alexandra Frederick, Honors in Political Science. Marion Bessie Fish. Lindsay Victoria Germain. Sarah Gabriel, Honors in Political Science. Alice Giraud. Patrick Leslie Ganim. Camille Gomez Yaez. Alexander Mephalen Green. Dara Greenberg. Michelle Yale Gross. Sarah Elizabeth Greece, Honors in Political Science. Shari Maria Haynes. Katerina Lena Hecht, First Class Joint Honors in International Development Studies, First Class Joint Honors in Political Science, Moyes Traveling Scholarship, Dean's Honor List. David Eric Heffernan. Aaron Baril Hertzberg. Mary Rose Hillier. Emily Teagan Hinton. Beth Yoon Hee Hong. Amanda April Hope. Francis Jeremy Hourigan, Honors in Political Science. Caitlin Jean Howard. Christopher James Kinnear Hunter, Distinction. Maxime Elizabeth Illich. Ilana Rachel Linhava. Samantha Jackson. Juhea Abi Jiang, Honors in Political Science, Distinction, Moyes Traveling Scholarship, Michael L. Garmes Prize in Political Science, Distinction, First Class Honors in Political Science. Andrew Jeffrey Jarris. Michael McPherson Jason, Distinction, First Class Honors in Political Science. Andréanne Gessonin. Annie Irene Katsaros. Graham James Kempthorne. Laura Eleanor Kern, Honours in Political Science. William Mark Kerr. Sarah Margaret Kerwin. Mohamed Yavar Khan, Distinction. Jessica Katter, Distinction. Visha Khatib. Hannah Joyce Kingdom, Distinction, First Class Honours in Political Science. Erin Ifrona Kizel. Noah Kochman, Distinction. Jean-Marc Lacorsière, Distinction. Evan Michael Landry. Claire Margaret Hearn LaRocca. Sean Patrick Lavery. Stephanie Christina Lawson. Alexandra Cornelia Lesnowski, Honours in Political Science. Amy Grace Lett. Roland Lindala Aumont. David Litton. Jesse Eva McCauley. Lisa Emily McNeil. Sarah McGrath. Benjamin Matthew Mumin, Distinction. Max Eldis Margulis, Honours in Political Science. Morgan Schaefer McBride, First Class Honours in Political Science. Nicole Ann McLaren. Benjamin Meadow. Mark Mativier. Carly Jill Minook, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Lindsay Mollaro. Tierney McVeigh Monaghan. Gillian Aiden. John Francis Nowak, First Class Honours in Political Science, Dean's Honour List. Clark Olson. Rachel Aboyo Oremia, Honors in Political Science. Jason Paperman, Distinction. James Parker, Honors in Political Science. Robert Michael Pastore, Distinction. Christopher Anthony Pendenza. Stéphane Perrier. Aaron Pilal Essex. Catherine Josephine Pizzacaglia, Joint Honours in Political Science and International Development Studies, Distinction. Christine Elizabeth Poil. Shelby Dawn Pringle. Sarah Constance Quinn. Itzel Ramirez Aiclefa. Danai Elizabeth Reynolds. Sarah Elizabeth Rivin. Megan Ashley Ruciano, Distinction. Solika Ree. Samuel Bryce Schmidt. Mathieu Sepe. Brittany Holly Shine. Sean Michael Simerson. Minata Sal. Claudia Spina. Simon Saint-Georges, Honours in Political Science. Daniel Vincent Saint-Germain. Catherine Anna Sternichuk, Honours in Political Science. Maximilian Landesudra. Aurélie Deborah Seitz. Anna Maria Tamas. Marie-Laure Tapp. Marie-Michelle Théoré. Alessandra Toteda. Mark James Trusler, Honours in Political Science. Melinda Lim Veloso. Brooke Erin Verville. Jessica Emily Weinberg. Andrew Wittek. Lisanna Walks. Eileen Claire Walmsley. Erica Vivienne Weimeyer. Morgan Elizabeth Williams. Jacob Harrison Wynn. Leah Hutton-Wisso, Joint Honors in Political Science and Middle East Studies, Distinction. Lauren Maxine Wyman, Distinction. Marja Zakovic. Sara Galal Zaid. Alexis Monique Zamberg. Maria Teresa Sainchek. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Post-Colonial Studies, Scott James Baker. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Jana Al-Zaibek. Mary Alexandru. Melissa Acevedo. Vanessa Bao, Distinction. Nicole Fern Bardikoff. Dia Bucciadid. Rena Breakstone. Kira Mae Briscoe, First Class Honours in Psychology, Dean's Honour List. Angela Hannah Brown. Shauna Lee Bruton. Tariq Khaled Bergen. Alison Cadney. Caroline Camateros, First Class Honours in Psychology, Dean's Honour List. Seth David Kalman. Alain Charlebois, Distinction. Julia Corpus. Sarah Hartley Kuplan. Joseph Santino Dintino. G. Ding. Sarah Louise Drury, Distinction, First Class Honours in Psychology. Heather Mary Duncanson. Maya Duvaz. Christina Gambino. Lisa Caton Mills Harvey, Distinction. Carolyn Hill. Kristen Lee Jorban, Distinction. Sophie Joyal. Edith Masiguyo Kabuya. Maylin Blair Cantor. Stephanie Rose Kaplan. Julia Kate Kapler, Distinction. Lilith Kachikian. Japnet Kaur. Miriam Holly Kermeyer, First Class Honors in Psychology, Dean's Honor List. Zeynep Kisakaya. Jordan Tyler Knowles. Inhai Koo. Zachary Kornblum. Thomas Charles Lafay. Françoise Diotti-Lapierre. Sandra Lavoie. Tamar Sari-Levi. Rachel Levy. Yang Li. Simone Yona Lindenbaum Grossbart, Distinction. Timothy Liu. Toby Eve Mandel, First Class Honors in Psychology, Dean's Honor List. Miguel de Leon Mangalindan. Alexandra Kelly Margovich, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Matigetz, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Caitlin McCollum, First Class Honors in Psychology, Dean's Honor List. Lauren Angela Madonna. Rebecca Kathleen Metcalf, Honors in Psychology. Norris Miller. Pamela Miller. Molly Moroz, Distinction. Si Chung Miu. Kai Noel Muto, Distinction. Talia Laura Noya. Emily Ann Ormond. Ria Pavan. Amy Patricia Pigeon. Rowena Pillay, Distinction, First Class Honors in Psychology. Daniele Pistilli. Emily Ann Quinnan. Sophie Marie Ryder, Dean's Honor List. Jana Refefa Gesta, Dean's Honor List. Jason Lance Ringo. Christina Rokakis. Enfin, Julien Safari. Nicole Alexandra Sanford, Distinction. Tara Sachs. Melissa Schachter. Here, Elizabeth Schlagelwin-Weit, Distinction, First Class Honors in Psychology. Robert Stephen Siegel, Distinction, First Class Honors in Psychology. Catherine Gunner Severs. Chitra Shankar. Victoria Joy Shipman. Alexander Nelson Silver, Dean's Honor List. Lindsay Diane Simpson. Kara Katinka Sorona. Karina Lynn Stacy. Alyssa Kyla Sacharowski. Colin Homing Stanton, Distinction. Melissa Stern, Distinction. Nikita Kaur Sunar. Joanna Sipulski. Fanika Talwa. Claire Jessica Tobias, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Vincelli. Gillian Wayne. Keelan White. Jacinda Wong, First Class Honours in Psychology, Dean's Honour List. Claudia Zanetsis, First Class Honours in Psychology, Dean's Honour List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Sabrina Agostino. Sarah Nabil Abana, Distinction, First Class Joint Honours in International Development Studies and Sociology. Kina Saltaranayeva, Dean's Honour List. Catherine Ann Cohen, Honours in Sociology. David Cohen Olivenstein. Jacqueline Ann Courtney. Riley Dallas Fine. Ali Michelle Diamond, Distinction. Veronica Maria French. Bianca Garofalo. Milena Gassesi Reda. Emma Rose Gray, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Marie Gregorio. Elizabeth Ann Higgins. Alexandra Amy Hillman. Allison Diane Holloway. Dananish Sain. Distinction. Alexis Catherine Leone. Jimmy Liu, Matthias Bielski Prize. Sarah Eileen McLean. Araxi Makarian. Kristen Elizabeth Matheson, Distinction. Allison Matthews. Samantha Mikhail, First Class Honours in Sociology, Dean's Honours List. Alessandra Mikic, First Class Honours in Sociology. Jennifer Ann Papadopoli. Samantha Leah Poslins. Nicole Maria Racciocco. Haley Brianne Renda. Jeffrey James Risley. Christina Sofia Sanchez, First Class Honours in Sociology, Dean's Honour List. Safira Visran. Anki Wong. Marian Janssen. Garland Alicia Yardley.
Thank you, Professor Sebald. It's really yeoman's work that you do, I must confess. Now, it's my pleasure to invite Mr. David McLean to deliver a few words as the valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, fellow graduates and guests, Mesdames et Messieurs, mes chers amis, bonjour, and hello. The first time I passed through Rodic Gates, I knew something was horribly, horribly wrong. I'd wandered into a world completely different from the one I had left behind. The field was not strewn with stratified groups identifiable by monosyllabic tags like jock or geek. Missing were the blank faces of people hobbling along through the torturous panopticon of high school. Instead, I was presented with an academic body so diverse and so identifiably brilliant that, feeling inadequate, I wanted to run back to my hometown lock myself in my room, and curse the day I decided that I was intellectually on par with the most intelligent kids in the nation and the surrounding world. I was not the average McGill student. Intellectually, I had been generously compared to a slow-witted dolphin, and in extraordinary cases, an above-average capuchin monkey, which, in my defense, is actually a fairly intelligent species of monkey. To be clear, my chief motivations for applying to McGill originally derived from hearing that, one, the school was located in Montreal, and two... And I admit that this is incredibly sad, seeing that the prestigious institution had been ranked by Playboy magazine as one of the top 10 party schools in North America. I was quick to discover, however, that this title might have been a slight exaggeration. Now, don't get me wrong, we have had fun at this institution. I'm sure that I'm not the only student here who, following a particularly devastating night of frosh orientation, woke up the next morning to find all their pants missing and a herd of wild dogs sleeping in the room next door. Furthermore, I doubt that I'm the only individual who found themselves in the exact same situation the very next morning. However, partying is not what this institution is about, not by a long shot. So what is McGill University all about? Well, upon contemplation, I realized that McGill is a large establishment, and that any attempt to describe what it stands for in its entirety inevitably ends in a fairly vague image. Therefore, in the interest of this occasion, I will neglect the faculties of science, business, medicine, dentistry, dog grooming, and whatever else might be housed on these grounds, and instead focus exclusively on the experience of the art students. Which brings us back to square one, what exactly is an art student? Sure, we all have that stereotypic image of the thin, pale, eccentric-looking person in a scarf, reading Foucault in their left hand and Marx in their right. An art student, some might say, is that nerdy wordsmith who decides to open their valedictory address with a sentence incorporating some ridiculous word like panopticon just to prove they can. However, we are not pure edifications of these two-dimensional images. We are more than a pair of oversized reading glasses, an inexplicable love of tweed, and an urge, nay, a compulsion, to read the collected works of Jack Kerouac while simultaneously listening to Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen. We are instead a group of individuals that have spent the last 4 years working incredibly hard in pursuit of complex and varied knowledge. This is a good thing, for as my father once told me, with that kind of folksy wisdom that seems at times the exclusive property of men with impressive beards, work, when combined with knowledge, builds character. Le travail n'épouvante que les âmes faibles. Well, my fellow graduates, if this is true, then we are all indebted to McGill University for providing us with a hell of a lot of character, particularly around midterms. However, that being said, I have to say that personally, I feel that my father's favorite saying needs a little mending. Now, I know I don't have much of a beard, but please bear with me. Work does not build character. Work contributes to character. The primary foundations in the construction of our character are instead presently all around us. We are not the people we are today because of the amount of hours we spend huddled over a book in some library. We are who we are today because you, our teachers, our parents, our friends, our grandparents, our guardians, motivated us to pursue passionately things that we are wholly willing to spend hours investigating, whether it be an old bone, an ancient text, the human psyche, or a piece of forgotten poetry. The majority of us are here today because of an initial inspiration that can be traced back to one of you. So in the interest of the occasion, and on behalf of all the art students of McGill University, I'd like to say merci and thank you, first to the incredible staff that has ushered us through this magnificent period of growth, second to the friends that have shared in the adventure, and thirdly to our parents and family, will remain forever the paramount models of our own perfection. Finally, on a personal level, I'd like to thank all my colleagues here today who, after 4 or 5 years, give or take, are finally about to ascend to the levels of unfathomable potential that I know beyond any doubt they are capable of. Celui qui a bon cœur ne jamais saute. I hope to see you all in 10 years at a meeting for the incredibly happy. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think that applause says it all. What a wonderful message, David. Now, would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations. Just before I ask the Secretary General to read the benediction, I want to invite the graduates, their families and friends, to the terrace in front of the Leacock building for refreshments. Et maintenant, je demande au Secrétaire Général, Monsieur Stephen Stropo, de lire la bénédiction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. May you be blessed all your days.
Love. One more shot at it.